Marylanders with library cards hold in their wallets a tool that can open the door to a wealth of resources. Libraries today are expanding their services to local communities far beyond the primary checking out of books and other types of media. Maryland libraries hold a multitude of special collections, archives, and other research tools. Paul Chasen, a grants collections librarian at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, sheds light on his work with nonprofits looking for additional support.
A fundraising professional comes into the library, not really knowing what to expect, relying on what she's heard from colleagues. While she is successful in her career winning grants, leading capital campaigns, finding individual donors, and cultivating strong relationships with funders, she feels the pressure to secure new funders in limited and cost-effective ways to find them. What does cost-effective mean? Is this a work performance test? The fundraiser talks to her colleagues, and they reach a consensus on what to do as a next step to finding new funders. Visit the library. So she makes an appointment with me, the Grants Collection Librarian at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, Maryland State Library Resource Center. As the Grants Collection Librarian, I provide fundraising and nonprofit resources and training. I am a Foundation Center Funding Information Network partner, and I provide free access to grant-seeking databases, and all you need is a library card. We talk. I learn about her organization and its goals, the fundraiser herself, and specific organizational needs, or in other words, what they can accomplish with additional support. She mentions interest in accessing a grant-seeking database that she has heard about for years, but has never used. The grants collection offers access to a wealth of information that may require significant resources, resources that many small nonprofits could not otherwise afford. It is so rewarding to be able to help others navigate information in a changing fundraising environment. I teach fundraising professionals how to use the Foundation Center's Foundation Directory Online database, the most up-to-date, comprehensive collection of grantmakers and their funding priorities in the country. In 15 to 30 minutes, she finds grantmakers, grant details, and funding leads in monetary and in-kind support. I instruct her how to find matches, or fits, between the funder and her organization. At the end of the appointment, she has saved funding prospects to a USB drive, or sends it to herself via email. The fundraiser leaves with information to share with her executive director and board of trustees. She even found books to check out, and additional online resources available at the Grants Collection on fundraising and nonprofit management. Maybe the fundraiser will visit the Grants Collection again, face-to-face, online, or over the phone to share the good news about receiving new funding for her organization. If your nonprofit organization is looking to research funding opportunities, contact me, Paul Chasen, at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, Maryland State Library Resource Center, located on the first floor in the Social Science and History Department at the Central Library in Baltimore. Just be sure to bring your library card with you.
The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as literature and sociology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.